USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hurricane Florence churning and heading toward the U.S. Evacuations underway along the coast in North and South Carolina as the eye gets closer.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
And folks who live in Hawaii preparing for Hurricane Olivia. Here's Hawaii Governor David Ige.
We do expect strong wind in addition to rain and flooding as potential risks, high surf and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
North Korea back in the news. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
North Korea held a major military parade and brought back its iconic mass games to celebrate its 70th anniversary. The North Koreans rolled out some of their latest tanks for the parade, but really spent this time under North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un actually focusing on the economy and the denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula, unlike past parades. Rebecca Heinrich is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She talks about what this display meant.
It's a good sign. I mean, anytime you have North Korea having one of these giant military parades, and the North Korean regime is choosing not to be provocative, that's meaningful because you look at two different things. You look at the capabilities that the regime has to do harm, and then you look at the aggressive nature of the regime and what they're threatening to do. And so the threatening piece has really kind of died down, at least during this diplomatic engagement between the U.S. and North Korea. So it doesn't mean that they're going to dismantle, but it definitely means that the ball is still in play, and so the Trump administration does deserve credit for that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Jewish people around the world celebrating the new year, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Jews are observing Rosh Hashanah, a celebration which lasts 2 days and kicks off a 10-day period of introspection among Jews, which culminates with the solemn observance of the holiday Yom Kippur, or the Jewish New Year. According to Jewish tradition, on the Jewish New Year, the Book of Life is opened. So on Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, Jews cleanse themselves of sins transgressed over the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, is out after more allegations of sexual misconduct surface. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. LA Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.